Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
The DP World Tour, LIV Golf, PGA Tour, all coming together.
The board of directors will include Yasser Al-Rumayyan as its chairman. Al-Rumayyan is the governor of Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund. And it was Saudi Arabia's financial connection to the LIV Tour that was the genesis of much of the controversy surrounding it.
A year ago this week that Jay Monahan went on television and said, what message would he deliver to his membership? It was, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Phone lines are jammed on the CC call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want you to weigh in on the PGA Tour, LIV Golf, and DP World Tour unifying under one umbrella. The big news of the day right here on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. He's Jordan Cornette. I'm Courtney Cronin, and we are, as always, presented by Progressive Insurance. You heard about it earlier today. Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, met with golfers ahead of the RBC Canadian Open. That's an event that starts on Thursday, goes through the weekend up in Canada. And according to those who are on a call with Monahan following this meeting, Joel Beal, he's a senior writer for Golf Digest, described the meeting as intense and heated after today's PIF and Tour merger. That is the private investment fund of the Saudi Arabia. And Monahan, according to Beal, said that those players were angry, the ones who turned down LIV money and staying on with the PGA Tour, quote, those players who have been loyal to the PGA Tour, I'm confident they made the right decision. That is coming from the commissioner of the PGA, Jay Monahan, and that doesn't tell us the entire side of this story, but that's something that we were talking about earlier today. Courtney Cronin and Jordan Cornette with Chris Canty, who is the host of this show on ESPN Radio. I'm going to play this for you because it's something that we played previously just about the differing in opinions on someone like Rory McIlroy, who has stayed loyal to PGA Golf, turned down nearly $500 million to remain with the PGA Tour. Here is the conversation on what should happen with the players like Rory McIlroy and the other PGA Tours who did not defect.
I'm simply saying is because I got a microphone and because I got a platform, I'm not going to let Rory McIlroy and Scottie Scheffler and all those other dudes off the hook. Scottie Scheffler thought it was cute what he did before the Masters, leaving the note telling the LIV Golf Tour guys to meet him on the 18th hole after 8 o'clock at night. No. All the Happy Gilmore references. No, I'm not going to let them forget that because they're going to be now in a position where they're going to be hypocritical. Right?
What can I
they
do?
Said,
can't
we should, can't you shouldn't take that. You shouldn't take the money that the LIV Golf Tour is offering on the moral or the like, on the basis of morality. You're saying you shouldn't do it. And now you're going to be forced to make a decision on whether or not you're going to continue your livelihood on the PGA Tour because the PGA Tour itself is taking that same money. The only way you come out not being hypocritical on your original stance is by saying you're going to boycott the PGA Tour. And you and I damn well know they're not going to do that.
All right, so that was Chris Canty arguing the point that Rory McIlroy and others, you know, we called it hypocrisy, which I think is a very strong word here because it's not like they chose to welcome the LIV golfers back into the fold. I do know that Rory McIlroy was catching some heat because about 2 weeks ago, I think it was during the PGA Championship, he stopped talking about LIV golf entirely. Maybe he knew this was coming, maybe he didn't. But Jordan, I want to get you in on this just because I don't see how you can ask Rory McIlroy to go play at another tour. Like if you know, are expecting him to uphold this thing now that LIV Golf is back under the same umbrella as the PGA Tour. And I just think that that's a completely like just not a fair take to have.
Here's the thing. And me and Canty Canty's one of my favorite people at ESPN. Every time we see each other, it's love. I will call him a friend. We're not super tight because we live in different places, so it's not like we're texting every day, but Canty is a friend. Canty is a guy I love listening to. I love his takes. They're always fascinating. What I've learned today is, man, I guess I'm lucky that I'm not super close with Canty, because that dude must ask a lot from his friends. And what I mean is, loyalty is beyond when it comes to Canty. There is loyalty, and there is Canty-type loyalty. And that type of loyalty, let me tell you this right now, he just let us know it's unattainable, Canty's level of loyalty. Anybody in the world that says no on behalf of their company to $500 million because they're going to be loyal to the PGA and they're going to hit every talking point that the PGA has force-fed them to show loyalty, he's now saying that person is not true to their word if they don't give up playing in the PGA, because now the bosses went behind Rory's back, sold out Rory and did this deal. And Rory found out, like everybody else as we've come to know, finds this out, and now Rory's made to look like the fool. And now Canty's going to say, you're not genuine if you don't turn around and give up golf and not take the money. This dude said no to $500 million. At any point, if someone says no to $500 million to be loyal, nah, that's the most loyal person in the world. You've done your job at that point. Rory has been failed by management here, Chris Canty. Your takes are always on point, my man. I can't go with you here. It's a ludicrous ask to say Rory McIlroy needs to find another home if he's true to his word. He was sold out by management here. Jay Monahan is the one that is owed an explanation to everybody, not Rory. Jay Monahan is the one that better step up there and do right by people like Rory and Scheffler, because they carried his water. They were good soldiers, and he better financially first make it right with them.
Yeah, and I mean, he's going to be fine. He'll get off scot-free on this. He'll take the heat for the next 6 months until it all blows over and we figure out what the actual merger looks like. But he's going to make people buku bucks coming off of this, because everybody's going to get rich now that the top golfers, not just LIV, not just PGA, they're all under one umbrella. You know who they're going to be funded by? The Saudi Americans that we're all upset about with all the sports washing and all of this moral high ground that the PGA Tour was standing on for so long, which they completely reneged on, and now have us in a situation where what they were standing for, they fell for everything. And I didn't like the answer when I asked him, like, where are you going to go? He goes, the Sunshine Tour. Do you guys know what the Sunshine Tour is? Like South Africa and in different parts of Asia. You know what the purses are for that? I'm looking at one. There was a tour event that they had back in March where it was, I believe it was in South Africa somewhere. Like, the purses are $1.5 million, $255,000. That's headed towards the winner. Like, I'm not saying that Rory's in this for the money, but to say, you need to stand on this high ground when you're not the one who said, hey, LIV Golf, come on back. Like, I'm rooting for you guys to join forces. When, as to your point, management sold him out. Management went behind his back and everybody else's back on the PGA Tour.
It's crazy.
And then say, hey, you have to go make much less money somewhere else if you want to continue playing golf. Otherwise, you look like a hypocrite in all of this for staying. That's BS.
Canty don't believe that part. He knows that's an unfair ass that he's throwing there. I see where he's trying to come from here. He's saying, if you want to come at LIV, now they're your partner. What's your energy going
to
be?
Think they're going to. Why do you think Rory stopped talking about this weeks ago? Because players knew. I mean, there have been a lot of rumors. Nobody knew about this merger happening. I'm telling you that. Like, nobody knew this was going to be the Tuesday news drop of all news drops. But there were rumors about LIV golfers trying to get the hell out of LIV and go back to the PGA Tour. You heard Brooks Koepka talking about the regret that he had, that maybe if he had been healthy in 2021, he wouldn't have defected from the PGA Tour and gone to LIV Golf. The pressure that is on those guys in these effectively pressureless tournaments, but the amount of financial burden and responsibility they have to remain within LIV Golf, that takes the fun out of it. That takes all of the things that they wanted to achieve out of it. And so just to say, oh, well, then you have to go to another league. If you want to like stand for something, you have to keep standing for it. I don't think they're going to come in here and try to throw egg on the players, the golfers that are now their teammates again under the same umbrella.
If Jay Monahan, Courtney, didn't took any other approach that was, That's just business. You know, when you're trying to leverage the other side, you're going to say certain things. But Jay Monahan went to a place of no return. Jay Monahan threw his most coveted names out there to do his work, thinking that they were going to get this deal done, and it didn't. Jay Monahan was the one who injected the 9/11 families out there and used them as bargaining chips, an unforgivable tactic. Jay Monahan went on this moral crusade to only sit here and go this route ultimately. If he had not taken that moral high road and tried to get on a soapbox and try to preach and just had differences in his approach and tried to leverage here or there and then ultimately went this way, that'd be fine. That would be fine. But beyond that, and the route that he went, that's where the issue comes in. Look, at the bottom, at the end of the day, we've known this all along in life. It all comes down to money. Mm-hmm. But what Monahan did in his approach and to turn around and do this makes him look so disingenuous that the only thing that is going to save him, the only thing and the very real thing that will save him is how rich everybody's going to get. And that's unfortunate because that guy showed true spineless nature in how he handled this part.
We have some sound from Jay Monahan I want to play for you about the PGA LIV Golf merger. He was on CNBC today and had this to say about the two leagues joining forces.
There are now more people playing the game outside the U.S. than playing inside the United States. Okay, you look at everything that has transpired in terms of the forms of distribution. Topgolf and all the other ways that people can interface with our sport. There are now people off course, more off course participants than on course participants, and that combined audience in the U.S. is 48% under the age of 35. Reaching a younger demographic at a time when the sport has never been more popular, and doing so by coming together to collaborate at this point in time, that's where we see the commonality and purpose, and that's where we see this huge opportunity.
I don't disagree with that, with the overall the overall nature of that statement, where you do have a younger fan base that you're trying to reach into. We know that the United States Golf Association, their Play 9 initiative, is trying to get the casual golfer into golf. Not once, though, in that soundbite do I hear any sort of remorse for the things that he did, the people that he leveraged to shun those who went to LIV Golf. I don't hear any sort of apology in that whatsoever about, yeah, 1 year ago today I sat here saying this, and then all of a sudden today it's supposed to be about a marketing opportunity to make the sport more popular among people who go to freaking Topgolf?
It's a reach. But I go back to it, Courtney, and we know it to be true. Jay Monahan's going to survive this. He's going to survive this because these guys are going to be making money hand over fist. And this is going to be – he's going to be crucified. He's going to be ripped on every single platform. But once the money starts coming in, it'll be forgotten. And that's the reality.
It always is.
That's the reality of it here. And why and how I've always approached this. This is just me. Everybody's different. How I've always approached this with the LIV guys that left, I'm not going to make a comment on how somebody makes their money because that's their own business. I have things in my life and the way I move that maybe that's not for this person, that's not for that person. But what a baseline I'm not going to do is judge how somebody likes to make their money. And so when this all happened, how it's played out, I knew it was going to go like this. We've lived, and I'm still young. I'm only 40 years old. But I know that money makes the world go round. And whether people like it or not, that's the reality here. That's why PGA ultimately came to this conclusion. Although in a lot of ways it might feel inexplicable to people, I still do believe that the litigation that was pending was a place that PGA did not want to go because I don't think they wanted to air all their business out there. And I think that ultimately is what made this happen when it happened. But at the end of the day, it comes down to money. And what we've learned here today is something we've learned so many times over. People don't care how wild they look out in these streets with things that they've said. If at the end of the day, it'll make him top dollar. Monahan needs to just ride the wave, and he's going to be okay. As crazy as it seems, he's going to be just fine.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the number to get in on the CC call-in line. We want to hear from you about today's merger. Katie in Kansas City, appreciate you being so patient. You're on ESPN Radio.
Hi. There's a couple things I want to say. First of all, never in my life have I disagreed with Chris Canty until today. He's been one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
But these guys did not choose to go to the tour. Like, that's asking Patrick Mahomes to go play in the Arena League because Roger Goodell made some bold decision that he had nothing to do with. Like, what are you going to do? They're going to give up their profession?
Yeah.
But I don't think that – I would be shocked if Jay Monahan survived. I feel like the golfers now, the PGA existing guys, yes, they'll move forward, they'll do whatever, but I feel like they're all going to be asking that he steps down. I think he's lost the respect. They don't trust him. They don't want any more. They don't want to be blindsided anymore. And I just feel like they don't want him at that. Like, how could you trust this dude? He's shady, you know?
Katie, so I completely
I just
agree.
I feel like that's...
I completely agree on all of that. That was a great call. But she's right. Like, the Patrick Mahomes comparison there, like, if there was something egregious that Roger Goodell did. And let's not forget in all of this, like, this, there was sports washing involved here. For those who I know people hear that term, they're probably like, what is that? Like, the actual definition. The act of sponsoring a sports team or an event in order to distract from bad practices elsewhere. Why was this brought up in all of this? Because of the human rights violations and atrocities that were committed by the Saudi government, which ended up backing LIV Golf. So if there was some sort of parallel there in any sport in the United States, and you tell players like who had nothing to do with it, and like the organization, the franchise, whatever they were playing for, did it behind their back the way that PGA Tour did with welcoming back in LIV Golf, it's unfair. It's an unfair ask to go tell them to go play somewhere else. But, you know, to her point about Jay Monahan, if that I cannot imagine that conversation in the clubhouse at the RBC Canadian Open today went very well, and I can't imagine that these players could ever again, especially the PGA golfers, trust this man and want him to be their
doesn't mean he can't make it right. Doesn't mean he can't make it right. And here's a thought.
And how does he do that?
How are you going to step up there and make it right with Rory McIlroy financially, guys like Scheffler? Reports coming out now that Mark Schlabel went on SportsCenter and said Tiger Woods was unaware of this. I don't know if financially you didn't make it right with Tiger, and all these guys are clearly making a ton of money, but a lot of them said no to a ton of money. So how are you going to make that right? And maybe one of the avenues is, look, we heard early reports that some of these LIV golfers might still face different fines for leaving the PGA and ultimately coming back in this merger. What if that money gets pulled together and is distributed out to those guys who said no originally and stayed loyal to the PGA? There are ways to never be forgiven, or maybe be forgiven but never forgotten. And that should be the first order business for Jay Monahan here. How can I make this somewhat workable moving forward with guys like Rory? That's very important here.
Rico in Richmond, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing today, y'all?
We are doing good. What you got?
Look, so me as a veteran, when Monahan said that, oh my God! Like I said, I'm a veteran. I fought in 2011, and when he said that, when he opened his mouth, I was like, oh my God! Like that's crazy. Mm-hmm. He needs to put his foot in his mouth. It's crazy the morality and all that needs to be taken all out the window. When these golfers are starting to leave, go to live. It was like when basketball players went to China to get all that fat check, like Stephon Marbury. Nobody was talking bad about Stephon Marbury. And also, when they come back, of course there's going to be some stick, but we all know money talks more than anything.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
In there can still have his job, Monahan will be fine. That is my last take. What do you think, boss?
Rico, I appreciate that, and thank you so much for your service. We sincerely appreciate that. I think that kind of cut out there at the end. I believe he said if the baseball commissioner, I believe Rob Manfred is who he's talking about there. Did you get that, guys? If he could keep his job, how can Jay Monahan? You know, the first person that Jay Monahan should be apologizing to are the families that he levied as a pawn last year in criticizing those who were going to live golf. How dare you, more or less, spit in the face of these victims and these families who endured the worst day in American history. And now to do a complete about-face and not once mention any of that in here. Like, I know that the PGA has got to have a nice little crisis comms department or have hired an outside firm. And if you guys need one, you can call me. I'll give you a good recommendation for that, because the fact that none of this has been addressed, and this was their big sticking point because they wanted a moral high ground, they wanted the virtue signal, and they did as an organization. And now to not mention any of that and to have it lost completely within this conversation of, oh, by the way, we're letting LIV Golf back in, and by the way, the PIF is now going to be funding the top ranks of golf, rings a little hollow to anybody who actually cared about these people that you were using as a pawn in all of this. It's just disgusting when you think about it.
It's just one hell of a walk back for Jay Monahan on so many levels.
He didn't walk anything back. He just kept going forward saying, well, man, look at this marketing opportunity. Top Golf taking all the golfers off the golf course. We got to get everybody involved and have them be able to watch everybody in the golf world. I just thought that was all nonsense.
Yeah, he's going to have to just take it. I mean, he's going to have to take this beating and hope he can get to the place where I think it was Kathy, our caller, made a good point that maybe I'm still choosing to overlook because, again, the power of the dollar is just how I've come to understand this thing. These players could say, okay, we'll move forward, but as long as Jay Monahan's not leadership.
Yep.
And they could bond together and strong enough to get that pushed through if that's the way they elect to move. Now, that's not as cut and dry as just because they make that claim it happens. Look how they went out there and pounded and were good soldiers, pounded the pavement, and it still didn't go their way. So you don't know, but I imagine if Jay Monahan were to be ousted, it would be because of these strong voices saying, okay, if we're going this route, you know, we believed in this guy. He led us down a path that was disingenuous. He's got to go or else. Mm-hmm. And then the power of the Rorys, the Schefflers, the Tigers, then we really see that. But I just still believe that the idea that they're going to make so much money, they're going to overlook at some point just how bad an actor Jay Monahan's been in all of this.
All right, more on the PGA LIV Golf merger coming up next. You're listening to Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
And Carlin, the podcast.
The big breaking news after over a year in court that now there's going to be a merger. The DP World Tour, LIV Golf, PGA Tour all coming together.
LIV Golf and the PGA Tour were Auburn and Alabama. They were the Yankees and the Red Sox, and now they're strange bedfellows.
This merger, this marriage, it's great for the sport, the right thing to do.
There are a lot of people, players and members upset about how this went down, that they were kept in the dark about it.
Courtney Cronin, Jordan Cornette with you on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. As always, this show presented by Progressive Insurance. The big news of the day, one umbrella, three golf leagues, the PGA Tour, LIV Golf, and the DP World Tour, formerly known as the European Tour, are now all under the same umbrella. This merger has created shockwaves throughout the golf world and the sports world. And we thought there'd be no better time to bring on Michael Eaves, SportsCenter anchor who covers golf heavily for this network. And Michael, I'd like to know your initial reaction, whether seeing it on the ESPN app or hearing about it this morning, to the news of this merger.
My immediate reaction was, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar bills, y'all.
You are the fourth Michael, you are the fourth person on this show when I've asked that question to say that, like, verbatim. I think you guys have all planned this. I love it. I love
it. The power of Wu.
Shout out Wu-Tang Clan. They get all the royalties today.
But literally, that's all it is, right? So from the time this thing broke this morning, while I was on the golf course, mind you, trying to have a good day, and all of a sudden my phone blows up for the next 15 holes, nothing has changed about this entire dynamic except some influx of money. That's it. Or the tour realizing that they could not play the long game of litigation with the Saudis, the Public Investment Fund, PIF, what do you want to call it? Because two things were going on with these countersuits. The Saudis did not want discovery, right? They didn't want people being able to investigate certain aspects of their dealing. The tour did not want to have to contest any antitrust issues with the way they operate. So those two things were going to be in litigation for a while. The tour could not outspend the Public Investment Fund in litigation, right? So Jay Monahan cut a deal. And clearly based on the release that was put out earlier today, that the Saudis are going to put a huge investment into this entity. So again, it's all about money. It's always been about money. It's never been about growing the game. So all that trash about growing the game, no, you're trying to grow pockets. And what happened today was Jay Monahan figured out a way to grow his own pockets, and hopefully for the players that entrusted him, that have entrusted him to do his job, they're going to grow their pockets as well. But the hypocrisy will never go away. I'm sorry, it just can't. Jay Monahan said today that people, I'm sure, will call me a hypocrite based on some things I said. The things he said in terms of trying to defend the PGA Tour and criticize LIV, none of those things have changed. He went on CBS talking about the 9/11 victims, and he asked the guys who are going to the PGA Tour, going to LIV, have you ever had to apologize for playing on the PGA Tour? No, you haven't. But to go to LIV because of what happened with 9/11 and the Saudi involvement, you're going to have to apologize for that. He said he had people that he knew that died at 9/11. But that's fine less than a year later because of money, right? So the hypocrisy will not go away regardless of how much money they put into this thing. But again, it is about money. It makes the world go around, and now the tour is trying to take it all around the world, and the Saudis are going to pay for it.
Eaves, does Jay Monahan survive this?
I don't know. And based on the fact what I heard today, I talked to a couple tour pros today. I talked to an agent today. They were stunned by this. None of them had any clues, so they were upset about that. They just had the meeting up in Toronto with him. 90% of the guys in that room were extremely upset for the hypocrisy, being kept in the dark, all that thing. And what if you noticed in this release and what this whole entity is going to look like, Jay Monahan made himself the boss. He's the CEO, but he still has to answer to the players. The players determine who the commissioner of the PGA Tour is, not the commissioner, right? So for him to do all this and then put himself in the position to be CEO of this new entity, however it ends up looking once it's done, I think for a lot of players, that's pretty audacious of you. So I don't know. I've heard from other players today that they don't think he will. But again, he didn't have a lot of answers for those guys today in terms of what this thing's going to look like and how much money they're going to make. Now, if let's say it's 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, he comes up and says, you know what? Hey, guys, all of you guys, everyone who stays is getting $50 million.
Yep.
All right. They may stay for that. But unless he gives them something very, very tangible, and especially the guys who went to bat for the PGA Tour, namely Rory McIlroy, especially John Rahm, who turned down a bunch of money, Hideki Matsuyama turned down a bunch of money, unless he comes, like, real correct with those dudes, I don't see how he survives it.
Michael Eaves, SportsCenter anchor, joins us here on Canty and Carlin. And the thing that I look at the most, outside of Jay Monahan and the hypocrisy, because the about-face is honestly egregious. It was 1 year ago today, those comments you referenced that he made on CBS about the 9/11 families and shunning players who were going over to live golf. If they, you know, basically they were spitting in the face of the families who had suffered and lost so much. But Rory McIlroy was someone who stood for something that he believed was right. And so many other players who remained with PGA Golf, believing that, like, no, we're the organization. It's a principled stand that they took, that they were a player-run organization. And then today, they likely found out, like the rest of us, that that's all a lie. How should they, like, what should we feel as far as, like, they factor in here? Because I know that money can remedy a lot of things, but these were people who actually stood on a pretty moral high ground that's hard to do when Rory turned down $500 million to remain with PGA Golf. How does this work out, or how do you see this working out for them?
Look, I can't speak for any player, right? Because I can't speak to any conversation they've had with Jay Monahan or anyone else in terms of what the approach is going to be, who is going to be out there saying what, things of that nature. Let's just take it to straight interpersonal relationships, okay? You can do something that makes you look like a clown, but don't do something that makes me look like a clown and I didn't do anything, right? So that's how some of these guys look right now. They look like clowns because they were out there saying all this stuff, these guys shouldn't be able to do this, blah, 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 and all of a sudden, without their knowledge, the same dude who was supposed to be on their squad, on their team, turns around behind their back and cuts a deal with the same cats they was beefing with. Like, it doesn't make sense. None of this ever happened. Like, apply this to any aspect of your life, whether it's friends, coworkers, what have you. If y'all on the same team and somebody on that team goes and makes a deal with the guys, with the people y'all all hate, who are you mad at? You mad at that dude, right? And so that's where they kind of stand right now. Like, the hypocrisy
is crazy.
And here's the deal, though. It's not just on the PGA Tour side. It's not just on Jay Monahan's side. If you go to LIV and the Public Investment Fund, their contention with the PGA Tour and the antitrust situation, they were saying that the PGA Tour was acting as a monopoly. Do you know what a real monopoly is? The DP World Tour, the PGA Tour, and LIV getting together for one entity to control all of professional golf. That is literally a monopoly.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, like, the hypocrisy is literally, it is choking. Like, everyone is to sit back and just eat this like some ribs because it is so thick and juicy, it's ridiculous.
It is, and it feels like the more things have changed over the last 365
ribs,
days, the more they stay the same. Yeah, I think we could all go for some ribs. We all need some to get through this entirely
fixes everything
strange day that we've had in the golf world. Michael Eaves.
But here's
here
the other, Courtney.
Us.
Courtney, those ribs will taste like trash right now, right? They're burnt. They don't got enough sauce on them. They sure the hell didn't put no seasoning on them. But you're going to eat them because that's what we're serving. Because all this whole thing has been a travesty from the jump.
Good Lord, could you imagine if there was an actual monopoly on ribs? I don't think this world would be able to survive that the way that we would all hope to the golf world can survive what's going on here with the three forces. Like you said it exactly. They created a monopoly. All the antitrust laws that that LIV was levying towards the PGA Tour,
point.
It all becomes null and void
point.
Now. And all of these lawsuits, maybe it's a big reason why this whole thing happened. All of these lawsuits between the three parties will now go away that they are now joining forces. Here to help us break it all down was Michael Eaves, SportsCenter anchor. Mike, appreciate it as
appreciate
always.
You.
Thank you so much for the insight.
No problem. Take care.
All right, coming up next, Michael Eaves mentioned in reference to that Jay Monahan sound. He ended up speaking with golfers at the RBC Canadian Open ahead of their match, which begins on Thursday this week. There was a meeting and a pretty stark admission that the commissioner of the PGA made. I want you to hear that. Stick around for that coming up next. Plus Three and Out in the Play of the Night on Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
Courtney Cronin, Jordan Cornett with you on Canty and Carlin on what has been a very busy Tuesday in the golf world. A monopoly, more or less, that's been created after LIV Golf got all pressed about the PGA Tour being a monopoly. Now it's LIV Golf, the PGA Tour, and the DP Tour, so the European Tour, all combining forces under the same umbrella to create one giganto golf league. Tell me that is not an umbrella that yields a monopoly, Jordan Cornett.
That is exactly, by definition, as Eve so astutely pointed out, is a monopoly. I mean, that's it. This game is now monopolized.
Yeah, it is, and there's a lot of fallout that's going to come out of this. Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, had a press conference after meeting with golfers ahead of the RBC Canadian Open earlier this afternoon. I want you to hear from him. This is what he said about the players who stayed with the PGA Tour, those like Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, Tiger Woods, and the decision he believes they made, was the right one.
I'm confident that the move that they made the right decision. They've helped re-architect the future of the PGA Tour. They've moved us to a more pro-competitive model. We have significantly invested, as I just talked to Brendan about, in our business in 23. We're going to do so in 24. And as we finalize this process, I think any player that has stayed is going to realize that the money that they're going to make, the strength of this platform, all the things that we talk about are going to put them in a really strong position. They're going to win. They're going to continue to grow. And we're in a control position on their behalf as we move forward in this structure.
That's easy for him to say because he wasn't the one turning down $500 million to go to LIV Golf, which is what Rory McIlroy did. He said that they will be able to make up those earnings on the PGA Tour. Maybe that will happen because, let's face it, the top of golf right now is funded by the PIF, which is the entire holdup in all of this, why they were so upset about golfers leaving, or at least virtue signaling why they were upset about golfers leaving the PGA Tour to go to LIV Golf. But we'll see if that ends up happening. What we don't know is how he's going to end up rectifying and remedying with those players who ended up staying, showing loyalty to the PGA Tour, and then now everybody's back under the same umbrella. We're all asking the question about why. Why today? Here's Jay Monahan on how he knew it was time to talk a merger with LIV Golf.
As time went on, and you know, you've heard me say a couple times, circumstances change. I looked at where we were at that point in time, and it was the right point in time to have a conversation. They needed to go down their path, and we were going to go down ours. We've done everything we can within our control to improve and grow the PGA Tour, and they've launched LIV. They've proceeded with LIV. They've made progress with LIV. But ultimately, it was looking at the broader picture and saying that I don't think it's right or sustainable to have this tension in our sport.
The circumstances change. Maybe the purse that the PGA Tour was trying entice players to stay, the amount of winnings.
Courtney, what circumstance changed when you're the one who infused the 9/11 conversation and you stood on your soapbox? When did that circumstance change? When did all these turncoats who left to go to LIV, when did that circumstance change? Come on, man. You're talking out of two sides of your mouth.
He is. He realizes that people are going to call him a hypocrite. It's something that he's going to have to bear.
Justifiably so.
The reality of why this is happening, The answer comes down to money. The PGA Tour is making a lot of drastic moves to increase purses and appease players with new tournament formats, and now they're going to have to continue doing that going forward. Joe and Amber coming up next. More on the PGA Tour and LIV Golf merger.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.